Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. It's comforting to know that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Especially when we receive news of someone we care about dying, being hurt in an accident, being diagnosed with cancer, or something equally tragic. When we are told bad news about others or even ourselves, do we say something inappropriately witty out of our nervousness or something comforting? For me, sometimes knowing what to say when bad things happen is challenging. And like all of us, I've said the wrong thing with the best of intentions. We say the wrong things when we don't pause and listen before speaking, when life's circumstances separate us from happiness and those we love. All separations, even good ones, create voids in our lives, and yet, according to the multiple lists of fears and phobias, we're not specifically afraid of separation. However, people do suffer from homiliophobia, which is the fear of sermons. Societal norms inform us that unless we're children, we're to keep our separation anxieties under control, because it's not acceptable to be overtly anxious when separated from those we love, even when death does the separation. Now, to qualify that statement, the average paid bereavement leave in the United States is 3 days. And a generous bereavement policy is up to 5 days. Even though our society doesn't consider separation to be important, it can make us sick and even kill us because it stresses us out. According to the Holmes-Rey stress scale of 43 major life stressors, over half are due to some type of separation. And 8 of the top 10 stressors are directly related to separation. Those 8 are the death of a spouse, divorce, being separated from one's mate, being imprisoned or jailed, having a major personal illness or injury, which is separation from good health, being fired at work, and retirement. If separation was easy and joyful, we would absolutely never worry. But we do worry. And God desires to deliver us from our worries so we can persevere. We can not be fearful. And we'll never be separated from God or from each other. As children of God, believers in Jesus Christ and Episcopalians, our regular hearing of God's word, our liturgy, and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us enables us to know or to be guided by the Spirit in what to say and what to do when separation happens. But first, we must believe what we say and do by allowing our faith, even if it has become a little weedy, weary, or weak, to strengthen us when the stresses of life do their best to darken every waking and sleeping moment by remembering this. As long as we are in this life, it is impossible to completely escape the pains and joys that come from living upon God's great big blue marble in the universe. Because all things, good and bad, work together for good for those who love God. Even though our world continues to rapidly advance technologically, continues to become more and more crowded, and is getting very strangely, heartbreakingly bizarre, We suffer the same sufferings Jesus and all the saints before us have suffered. We suffer through the death of family and friends, divorces, unemployment, cancer, and other illnesses. At times, it's not safe for us to express our faith. Moving vehicles are always placing us in immediate danger, and people are constantly killing each other. And since we never know what the gift of a new day will bring, each and every day is the right time to look at our lives and the lives of our families, to seek forgiveness and say, I love you, and to draw closer to Christ Jesus, who is the victorious conqueror of every worldly peril. And because Christ has won for us the victory, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You know God loves you, which means that when separation happens and life gets really hard, you will know what to say and do, because your faith will enable you to embrace and experience all of the treasures God's love freely gives you. Sitting close to you is one of God's children whom God loves just as much as he loves you. And they are dealing with or suffering from some type of separation. So in everything you say and do, remember that God loves them and supports them as much as Christ supports you and guides you with his Holy Spirit. When life is tough and all seem hopeless, remember this, which is our assurance as Christians. Nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death or life, not angels or rulers, not things or future things, not powers or height or depth or anything that is created. And it's also important to remember that when you absolutely cannot pray, the Holy Spirit speaks on your behalf with sighs too deep for words, which makes all things, the good and the bad, work together for those who love God. In the hours, days, and weeks ahead, how can you draw near to Jesus Christ instead of separating yourself from Jesus when your loved ones are suffering? And when you are coping with your hardships and your heartaches, we'll now have a moment of silence.